Okay, vlog back on Kill It. Part 7, zillion. I'm not even sure what the date is today. Grimsy! What's the date today? I should know this. It's a historic date.
Surely it's on the phone.
No, it's on the audio recording.
Either the 21st or the 22nd? It's
22nd now because we're past midnight and now it's,
22nd.
It's 1:44 a.m. on the 22nd of October, Saturday the 22nd of October, 2011. And we're here at Carl's housewarming / birthday at Shahag Khoury. It's been a highly unconventional Shahag Khoury birthday. Dan Cross is back. Nat is still here. John Hicks is still here. Pat Cross has arrived. Lee Neenan was here with Charlotte Tizard, but they left really early. It's been a highly unconventional Shahag Khoury party. It's the second Shahag Khoury party we've had in under the space of a month, and the second one in a row at which I've been kind of slightly traumatised due to events the day before. It was at Occupy Melbourne today, and it was fucked up. So I'm all there, discombobulated. But in general, things are getting more combobulated. Carl's moved in. Grimsy moved out the day after my birthday party. The house was sort of just me and Nada for a while. And now Carl's moved in, and that's extremely good. But, you know, because it was his birthday and his housewarming, I ceded control to him. So we have a house full of these Taswegian cunts who are all extremely nice and funny, and they know how to party. But it's weird and just unusual. And the night was basically made once again by Nang's. Lee and Charlotte, when they arrived, took Charlotte's Nang virginity. And also, I think Lee's. He claims he's never done Nangs from a balloon before. They did them in the garden, and Nat and I were sitting in the living room watching them voyeuristically doing their Nangs in the garden. You know, it was beautiful, beautiful watching people do their first Nangs together moment. And then they pinned them up on the washing line, and they're still there, and I'm looking at them. And this gives me faith in humanity and stuff in general. And, you know, Carl seems to be happy. People in general seem to be happy. It's been unusual, but, you know, this is what happens. You give up control and weird things happen. And as long as you basically like it, that's the main thing. And I do, you know, I like what I see happening around me this evening. You'll have to excuse me, blog, I'm really fucked up. But, you know, good party. This can be part of the canon, the ongoing canon of Shahag Khoury parties for sure. Russian cocaine's not going to happen unless Sarah McCabe here. You're very few of my friends, Lee, McCabe and Sarah, and of course Darren Cross and Carl, and their friends, you know, many of whom I don't really know. If Russian cocaine happens, it'll be under someone else's agency. Because, you know, Lee sent me a text message. We were having a text message exchange earlier in the night. He was trying to cheer me up because I was all upset and discombobulated about the events which have occurred in the city of Melbourne today, which I find to be fairly fucked up. Girl getting trampled by a horse, various people getting the shit kicked out of them and being pepper sprayed simply for occupying public space peacefully, which in theory they should be allowed to do. You know, police who are supposedly meant to promote order in society coming in and almost but not quite starting a riot for no good reason. Yeah, go Robert Doyle, you are the mayor of Melbourne, assert that authority. But yeah, if Russian cocaine happens, it'll probably be Sarah that makes it happen. We're going to go back to house at some point and get some weed. Probably I shouldn't say that on the internet, but you know what, I'm just gonna anyway, because although technically it is a crime, it should not be. And it's Pat Cross, how are you going? Cheers. I like this jumper I acquired from Pat Cross and this wig I acquired from Dan Cross, so I'm basically Occupy Tagen. Occupy Tagen. Do I look better? Cheers. How are you going? How's your night been?
Good.
I'm just recording audio. You don't have to talk if you don't want to.
No, I won't.
All right, then, that's fine. We'll talk later. I've just got a text back from Miff, who might be coming here. She's asking who's at the party, so I'll text her back and tell her who's here and stuff. But yeah, good night. It's been a good night. And this is blogworthy, so it's going to go on the blog. We need to keep... Occupy the blog. Occupy the blog. Keep the blog alive. Whoa. I'm here now with Grimsy. He's sitting with this ridiculous sort of sparkly hat that he brought. And it works for him. He's brought various head adornments. There was this sort of Steve Martin knife through the head thing that you clipped up. Sorry?
A
I'm not getting the Steve Martin reference.
Oh, okay. No, because Steve Martin, back in the day, before he was a movie star, he used to do the stand-up comedy routine, and one of his perennial gags was that he would do this knife through the head thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was basically he...
I like the jerk. It was very good.
You like the jerk?
I haven't seen... Is it the jerk or the nerd? Or the, I think it's the jerk. In one of the early scenes in the jerk, because he's being raised by an African-American family, but down the south, and they had to take him aside and sit him down on a bed and explain to him, son, you're not a naturally born child.
I know.
It gets me every time.
I know the synopsis of this. I've read about this. I haven't seen it.
It's pretty brilliant. And he's shocked, and that's why he has to leave and then make his way in the world.
On his own.
On his own. And then he gets through this other scene.
I'm choking up here.
In this other scene where he gets his name. He gets his name in the phone book, in the white pages, and he goes up to the girl he's interested in saying, "See, this is my name. I'm on my way. I've almost made it. My name is in the phone book."
I've almost justified my existence. Jerk with Steve Martin. It's a very moving piece of work. Cheers, thank you for your... I need to get Carl. Carl!
Hello.
I'm talking to my blog. Do you want to say anything?
Hello, blog.
Things have...
I am on a blog, and my name is Carl, and I am on a blog.
Are you at home?
I am at home.
I'm sorry for asserting my authority.
I'm asserting my authority over his authority. Home. I'm home. Home is where the heart is.
Like kissing a peanut.
That's
he's so old.
Yes,
33.
Kissing my penile.
That is all, Bob. Good evening. I need to respond to this text from Myth. Yep.